From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Hannah Haynes. Missouri lawmakers are back in Jefferson City today for their annual veto session that begins at noon. But as Marshall Griffin tells us, it may be a short meeting.
There's little to no consensus on attempting to override any of Governor Eric Greitens' vetoes. Instead, GOP leaders have been weighing options for holding one or more special sessions. Representative Holly Rader of Sykeston says some House members have been gauging whether there's enough support to file a new bill to restore in-home health care services to more than 8,000 elderly and disabled Missourians. And the Senate is trying to figure out if they have the authority to expel Maria Chappelle Nadal from office during veto session, or whether they have to call a special session to do it. The Democrat from University City is under fire for a Facebook comment in which she wished President Donald Trump would be assassinated. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
The Columbia, Missourian reports only two-thirds of the MU community feel comfortable on campus. Those are the results of a fall 2016 campus climate survey conducted by Rankin and Associates Consulting. The findings were presented during a town hall forum yesterday afternoon. About 10,000 students, faculty, and staff were surveyed to measure the climate at the four UM system schools, and 66% at MU said they were comfortable or very comfortable. But that's much lower than what's found across the country. The national average is 70 to 80%. The second town hall of the Campus Climate Survey will be held at 12:30 today in Jesse Auditorium. House Republicans have chosen Elijah Haar to be the Speaker of the Missouri House starting in 2019. That's assuming the GOP holds their majority. The 35-year-old from Springfield says he'll chart a course similar to that of the current Speaker Todd Richardson and Governor Eric Greitens.
The priorities of Republicans are always going to be generally the same. We may have different ways to get there, but we want the same things. We want less government. We would like to see labor reform and tax reform.
Based on bills he's sponsored since joining the House in 2013, Haar's priorities include homeschooled children, combating human trafficking, and advancing an anti-abortion agenda. Richardson will serve as Speaker until the end of the 2018 legislative year. A police union that primarily represents Black officers in St. Louis is calling for the conviction of a white former officer accused of killing a Black suspect. The Ethical Society of Police said in a statement yesterday that its board believes evidence in the case against Jason Stockley warrants a conviction. But the organization also says it does not condone violence if Stockley is acquitted. Stockley's trial ended last month, but Judge Timothy Wilson has yet to rule. Activists have threatened civil disobedience that could include shutting down highways, airports, or businesses if Stockley is acquitted in the 2011 death of Anthony Lamar Smith. The case has reignited racial tensions in a region still healing from the 2014 fatal police shooting of Michael Brown in Ferguson, Missouri. I'm Hannah Haynes, KBIA News, Columbia.